My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage. It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Monday. News from the Nest time. Ravens back on the practice field today after having a Sunday off. 120 is when things begin. We'll give you an up-to-date look at the attendance for this afternoon's extravaganza. Preseason opener is coming up Friday, 7:30, against the Eagles at M&T Bank Stadium. And it looks like, Vinny, they had a nice little introduction to M&T and the upgrades they've done with seating and food and beverage and scoreboards, everything to make your experience at M&T even better than it's already been.
You know what's funny is, they were talking about it, I think on Saturday, because they were saying, oh, Coleman's coming. He knows that there's food.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, that was a talking point at camp?
Yeah.
His reputation preceded him.
Free food for Jerry.
Yeah, when you bring your own bag, you know something's up.
Yeah. But it look. I tell you what, all the upgrades and stuff at the stadium, they look nice. The press boxes move, you know, which, you know what's funny, Bob, is like, how many years ago did everybody rip Dan Snyder for moving the press box from the 50 to, you know, over at the 10-yard line or whatever? Now every team in the league.
Because you want those. There's prime seats for suites.
No doubt.
And, you know, if you listen to the people that cover the Orioles, that's probably going to be a reality at Cannon Yards, too. Press box moving from behind home plate. A little further down the line. I remember a couple years ago, as a matter of fact, 10 years, 2014. Our seats for the division series were right by the foul pole over in left field. Yeah, so they'll move you. Is it a permanent move? Remains to be seen. I think most of us would just like to see the Ravens win a couple of these playoff games at M&T Bank Stadium. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Another talking point in the NFL this year is the new kickoff rules. And John Harbaugh, what's your first impression there?
No, actually. I mean, it looked about like we thought it would look. It was pretty, tough to block those guys, but the field position is going to be there. Unless you just bobble the bar that's on the ground, then it's going to be a problem for the kick return team. The one thing that did jump out at me was, it's confusing for the fans. Like, where does the ball go? You know, if you kick it out of bounds, where does it go? What about after a penalty you kick it out of bounds? What about if it's in the end zone when it lands there? What if it rolls into the end zone? Where does the ball go? All that stuff is like, you got the 40, you got the 30, you got the 25, you got the 20. That's confusing to me.
Yeah.
It was confusing to me on Saturday when I was out there, Bob, because they were doing the kickoff. I mean, their basic practice Saturday was like a normal game type situation because they had kickoffs, field goals, punting. They had all that. So they had the opening kickoff. And, Bob, it just looked weird. You know, is what it did. It just, you know, because it's nothing that you've seen before.
Now, Cleet Blakeman will be out at One Winning Drive tomorrow to explain the rule changes to the assembled media there. But, I mean, it's only one preseason game in. Do you see this being possibly an issue moving forward where the NFL is going to have to reevaluate
the new kickoff procedures? I think, Bob, it's ever-changing rules with it. You know, I mean, because all of a sudden now we got where the 12th guy can be out there holding the ball and he's got to run right off the field. So I would say, Bob, that after the first round of preseason games, there may be some tweaks. I'm guaranteeing you that there'll be tweaks all the way up till when the season starts.
And would it be fair to say that even a guy like John Harbaugh might not fully understand the new rules just yet?
Well, I think it's hard because they're ever changing, and you hadn't been through it yet. You know, all you know is what you've seen on paper and, you know, probably what videos that the league has sent you. But to do it and to see it live is going to be interesting. I mean, it'll be interesting to hear Harb's Friday night after the game and Sirianni after the game and hear all these coaches that get the first time now, you know, going through it.
With Hardy banged up, who's returning kicks for the Ravens right now?
I'm not sure who. I would think that it's the running back. I think Ali will be back there.
Ali.
And he's got some quickness and stuff too. He just got to hold on to the ball. He fumbles the ball. He may just push himself right off the team, you know, if he turns the ball over. But I think they'll use the running backs. And then I want to say Wade, too, the littler wide receiver who's got some quicks and stuff. I would think that those are guys that they'll be using. But, I mean, Bob, they scrimmaged with it looked like the guys, you know, they had like a end of the practice scrimmage with the guys that I'm guessing are playing in the game. It was hard to recognize anybody.
Tyler Linderbaum's missed a couple of practices. The Ravens All-Pro center going into his third year in the National Football League. So, John Harbaugh, what's going on there?
Minor soft tissue kind of thing. We'll keep him out today. We'll keep him out tomorrow. And then he should be back sometime next week. And we'll be, you know, very patient with Tyler. He's having a great camp. And some of those young guys need a little more work anyway. So it kind of works out for us.
They need a little bit more than a little bit of work. And, you know, having him miss time, if he misses a week, it's actually probably beneficial for the Ravens because, you know, the guy in there, you know, Dahlcourt's in there, an undrafted rookie free agent. So, and then the seventh round draft pick. So those guys need a ton of work. And you know, they have other guys, you know, versatility. Because we've had Cleveland has been in there at times throughout the camp and stuff too. So, and then McCary is always going to be that guy.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass there. Jalen Armour Davis has had a pretty strong camp so far. Right, John Harbaugh?
Right. I mean, he can. He's been here. He knows what he's doing. He's very talented. He's playing. He's always played very good football. And he's had nicks and things like that, kind of unfortunate situations. But man, we expect him to have a really good year. I mean, I think he's playing like a starter, and he'll be on special teams, and he'll be playing in our secondary and packages, and expecting to have a great year.
Yeah. I mean, Harb's kind of said the same thing that I've been saying. He's a good player when he's on the field.
Right.
He just got to be on the field. But he does look like he's gained a little weight and got a little thicker, which I think has been good for him. But he's been making plays, shows up when he's out there. You see number five out there, you know, quite a bit. So he provides excellent depth for them if he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
And if somebody goes down, Bob, you know, if they move Marlon inside, they can put him on the outside. They got no problems there.
And Nate Wiggins, who I guess Vinny has looked fine so far in camp.
Yeah.
Arthur Millett.
Millett looks real good. Yeah, Millett just makes plays. And with Wiggins just got to learn. With a couple of things that's going to happen to him, you watch in the preseason, he's going to get a holding penalty because, you know, even in college, he liked to grab. But he doesn't realize that he runs 4.2. You don't need to grab, just accelerate. The preseason's going to be big, big for him. And, you know, they need to get, I can't wait till TJ Tampa comes back. That's, you know, him missing a couple weeks. that'll hurt him some, but hopefully he's back where he can play in a preseason game or so.
And finally, on your news from the next segment here on this Monday, 105.7 The Fan, John Harbaugh was asked about the positive takeaways first couple weeks of training camp.
What I'm most pleased with probably is just the mindset of the team. Love the mindset of the team, how hard they work, how good their attitude is, how up for anything they are, and how hard they practice and how locked in they've been.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I mean, and they play defensively, they play extremely fast. They are fast, they play hard. And like Harp said, I mean, they work. And Bob, I don't know how many teams are practicing at 1:20 afternoon with 105 degrees and humidity's way up. I mean, it's hot as heck out there when I'm just standing and they're in pads and all those things. So, you know, and those guys aren't bitching, aren't complaining. They're just out there making plays. And Bob, if you get the chance, and I don't know if you will now.
Yeah, I'll be gone for a week.
Yeah. But how skinny Lamar looks.
Yeah, I mean, you hear it, and he's dropped from what? 215 to 205. Hold on.
200.
He is listed on there. He's listed on the Ravens depth chart at 205.
I think he's less than that. And then after being sick for a week, you know, I'll bet you he was below 200. But he looks skinny.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll talk more Ravens coming up at 1 o'clock when we get to NFL lunch. Going to hear from Travis Jones. We'll talk NFL in general. Eric Edholm, bottom of the hour. But when we come back here on this Monday, let's count that dough. It's by yourself. Apparently, not a lot of money to count. But,
no.
Hey, plenty of sports stuff anyway. It's Vinny Haney.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nolan here on The Fan.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Orioles are off tonight. They split in Cleveland, tied for first with the Yankees. Birds in Toronto start a series tomorrow night at 7:07. We'll keep you up to date on all of that. Grayson Rodriguez going for win number 14 in the opener there. The Yankees are off as well. They'll be hosting the Angels coming up tomorrow at Yankee Stadium. We'll talk more about that during the AL East report at 1:15. Ravens back at practice today in about an hour. Preseason opener is Friday against the Eagles. The Olympics, there's a ton going on. Let's count the money first by yourself.
Yeah, I think you kind of mentioned it, Bob. There is no money to be had. The Dow is down 785. S&P's down 112. NASDAQ is down 408. DraftKings is up 11 cents. Under Armour's down a nickel.
As far as our sports topics, we'll start here with some Olympics and the U.S. men's basketball team. Now 3-0 in Olympic play. They picked up the win over Puerto Rico over the weekend. Steph Curry in that game hit two of his 6 3-point attempts. And you may be asking, why is that noteworthy? Well, overall in this Olympics, he has not been good from beyond the arc or just in general. 9 of 26 from 3, 16 of 48 from the field. Tough spot for head coach Steve Kerr. He knows Steph better than anyone else on this team. And his strong track record, Curry that is, holds a lot of weight against just three games here. But the questions are starting to mount. Buy or sell, Bob, Kerr should consider limiting Curry's minutes as the games continue.
I'm going to sell that. I mean, they haven't been challenged yet. Every game's been a nice, comfortable, easy W for the United States. And they had to sweat a couple of times during the exhibition games heading into it. Nah, Steph Curry's that. This is his first Olympics, too. Steph and Curry, if I'm not mistaken. I think that J is always there. It's in his DNA. And it'll be in the hoop before it's all
Norm,
said
the biggest thing for Steph is like the number of shots he gets in a regular game playing with, you know, the Warriors is, you know, a lot less. He's getting like 9 shots a game. So he doesn't ever get a chance to really get into a good rhythm.
Let's see here. He talked a bit today about the new kickoff rules. We heard John Harbaugh's thoughts there. Well, we've only seen it in one actual game so far, the Hall of Fame game last Thursday. And, of course, coaches around the league, they're all chiming in. Sean Payton there in Denver, he raised some concerns about touchbacks resulting in drives starting at the 30-yard line. The quote here from Payton says, if the analytics tell me that the average drive starts or the average return is past the 30, well, what do you think is going to start happening? We're going to be right back where we were in the first place. His suggestion was to move touchbacks up to the 35-yard line, give a little bit more cushion, maybe more of a sample size is needed anyway. But Vinny, are you buying or selling the touchback should be moved up further?
I'll buy it because that's what the Ravens proposed when, you know, they talked about the rule. That's what they proposed, the Ravens. And then the competition committee, when it came out, they moved it back to the 30. So maybe by the time the season starts, it'll be on the 35. This is ever-changing every week.
A little baseball news here. A handful of names were expected to get dealt at the deadline last week that ultimately did not. In some cases, though, those same players could be shopped again in the offseason. Looking here at the fire sale, the Marlins, they might not be done yet. They shipped out a lot of guys at the deadline, still more to go. Jesus Luzardo, there's a name that probably would have been moved at the deadline had he stayed healthy, still has team control through 2026, so you can expect to hear his name. But what about another injured pitcher on that staff, Sandy Alcantara? He's got the Cy Young hardware on his name, overall better resume than Luzardo or even Rogers, who got traded. Buy or sell, Bob, Miami will be able to find a proper trade partner despite Alcantara coming off a Tommy John injury.
Oh, I'm buying it 100%. And Lizardo's had a history of injury problems. This isn't something that just arose with him. But Alcantara 2 years ago was arguably the best pitcher in baseball. And as you said, he won the Cy Young Award. If they're inclined to move him, and it seems like they are trying to clean house, he'll find a taker and probably won't cost as much as it would have to get him pre-Tommy John surgery. See, Tanner Scott was named as reliever of the month in the National League.
Oh.
Former Oriole.
Now maybe Rolaids reliever of the year in his future.
They still do that? Rolaids? Or is it something
else? I think so. I think it's still the sponsor.
How do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S, babe.
More from the NFL here. There remains little movement between Dak Prescott and the Cowboys in that ongoing contract negotiation. The latest development, though, seems to indicate that their dispute isn't so much about total money, but rather the length of the contract. The Cowboys are seeking a faster out if things turn south. Dak, obviously, player perspective is always the same. They want the long-term commitment as he prepares to enter the final year of his current contract. All of the other prospective Dallas moves here seem to hinge on what Dak does, CeeDee Lamb being the most prominent there. You can't do anything until they free up some money by extending Dak. But Vinny, buy or sell, if the Cowboys are unsure about 4 or 5 years, 3 or 4 years, whatever it ends up being, then they already have their answer to not keep Dak.
No, I totally agree with that, Norm. And the thing about it is if you're Dak Prescott right now, why would you do a deal? If they want to do a short, you're going to be a free agent in February or March. So you're going to get paid by some. I mean, there's the Raiders. There's a bunch of teams. So if I'm him, I don't care. You know, you give me what I want or I'm going to wait because I'm going to get it.
And one last one here, college football. Florida, their coach, Billy Napier, he's facing quite a warm seat. That's probably a generous way to put it, entering the season. But he has already done something that most Gators coaches recent history have not done, and that's survive back-to-back losing seasons. He's 11-14 overall, 6-10 against the SEC, and that's what has fans really up in arms is the lack of success within your conference. Unfortunately for him, the Gators face an extremely tough schedule this year. 8 prospective preseason top 25 teams, a final 5 weeks against Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, and Florida State. Buy or sell, Bob, Napier won't survive the season.
Ooh, what a wackage in season. I will sell that. He'll get another year to live out the carnage, and then they'll go into the full-on search is underway for a replacement. Because they look, Florida State's already surpassed them. Miami's still kind of in that no man's land of, I mean, they're recruiting well, Crystal Ball, but they're not up there winning the big-time games. And look, wasn't it the world's largest outdoor, what, the cocktail party, Georgia, Florida? Mm-hmm. Is that even a game anymore?
No.
Hasn't Georgia just kind of surpassed them in a big way? So Napier could be taking an old nap in Gainesville, if you know what I'm saying. And we got men's kickball on, by the way. The Olympics get a report coming up in a couple minutes. You would think Freddy Krueger's out there slicing people up the way that they're hitting the deck and Jesus. Grabbing at things.
I mean, Bob, every time there's anybody even near somebody, they fall down.
Yeah, and like writhing in pain.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Not yeah, they even don't even get hit.
Oh, my God, my leg just broke off. We'll come
they're
back.
They're WWE guys.
Yeah, where's our boy Braun Breaker or whatever his name is? We're going to come down. Eric Edholm's going to be joining us, talk some National Football League with him, and then the Olympic report. Funhouse Drip, Nolan McGraw, NFL Lunch at 1. Going to hear from Travis Jones there. You don't want to miss it. Eric Edholm. Eric, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us, as always, here in Baltimore.
Gentlemen, good to hear your voices. What's going on?
A little of this, a little of that. Let's start with the AFC North and not necessarily with the Ravens, defending champions of said division. You get Joe Burrow coming back, new haircut and all. It's Cincinnati, clean bill of health. Okay, they got some contract issues they're going to have to deal with in due time. But Pittsburgh and Cleveland, two teams that made the playoffs last year. But interesting quarterback situations, I guess, Eric. So as we sit on August the 5th, Which team has the better quarterback situation right now? Is it Pittsburgh or is it Cleveland?
Yeah, great question. Obviously, Cleveland's, you know, probably has the more clear-cut starter, I guess you'd say, at this point with Deshaun Watson. And there's still something to figure out in Pittsburgh, even though, you know, Russell Wilson entered camp as the presumed leader in the clubhouse over Justin Fields. I mean, Wilson did miss some time, basically about a week with a calf injury, and Fields has done his best to try to grab the job. I don't know how it's going to play out. We saw last year, at the end of last year, with, you know, Mike Tomlin giving Kenny Pickett as long a leash as he could until he wasn't able to play because of injury. But then when he was healthy, he stuck with Mason Rudolph, and it was a kind of an awkward deal at the end of last year. I think, you know, the obvious answer is that Tomlin wants to avoid any kind of quarterback drama as best he can, but he's got to play the best man. He's got to play the best available. I think if Wilson stays healthy, he's still got a great shot to be the starter. But if things don't go well, that happens, and he struggles early, Fields is right there. I mean, obviously with the Browns, they let Joe Flacco go to Indy. Jameis Winston's there. You know, Watson's got all kinds of questions hanging over his head. He's been a little short-tempered at times, defensive about his play and what's going on. But they've also been rumored to be in the Brandon Ayuk sweepstakes too. So that would help whoever, you know, assuming it's Watson. But I guess you'd say whoever the quarterback is. It's very – I would say Pittsburgh certainly has more established options, but – you know, Cleveland, if Watson ever plays up to his potential, could be a special thing.
Eric, what are the odds when, by the time we get to Ravens in Kansas City, September the 5th, that the kicking rule has changed a couple more times?
I mean, it's possible. This is a big week this week. You know, obviously the, you know, the Hall of Fame game on Thursday gets shortened a little bit because of weather. We didn't get to see, you know, a whole lot of the kickoffs. I think everybody's sort of looking at it with curiosity. I don't know if that's the right word, but, you know, kind of trying to decide for themselves, is this good? Now, the NFL teams are obviously adapting as best they can. And I think, you know, after an off season of presentations and tape study and probably bringing in, you know, colleagues that have worked with this kind of a setup before in the other professional leagues, They, you know, the inclination is, unless this thing is an absolute disaster in the preseason and you know, people can't figure it out and it's not producing the kind of results they want, I suppose it's possible they go back to the old rules. Everybody knows them. But with this much time invested, and it feels like a step towards a middle ground between the football we know and exciting returns and safety, all kind of, whatever that nexus is, that's what they're hoping this new rule is. Is it going to play out that way? Nobody really knows yet.
Hey, Eric, what do you think the effect of Herbert with the plantar fasciitis, what effect's that going to have on the Chargers?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard any updates this morning or anything, but it sounds like it might be a little bit more concerning than they initially let on. I've been in my bunker this morning making calls and doing other stuff, writing, but, you know, from what I was you know, kind of led to believe over the weekend, is that it might be a little bit more concerning than we thought. And so, you know, this off season of optimism, even with all the players they lost, I think bringing in Harbaugh and, you know, felt like a lot of people felt like this was going to be exactly what Herbert needed, exactly what the franchise needed, you know, but boy, we saw Easton Stick last year. I think he was 0-4, didn't play terribly, but I wouldn't say did anything to make you think that he's a starting quarterback in this league, at least, you know, more than a short period of time. But as far as I understand, there's still a belief that Herbert still could be ready for the week one opener. I would say, look, last year, different injury, different situation, but, you know, you saw Joe Burrow get off to a slow start and not really have the, you know, he missed the entire preseason, or most of it, if I can remember. And that rust does matter, especially with a new system, a new offense. You know, Burrow struggled last year in an offense that he knew well, given that he just didn't have the time and the reps. What's going to happen with Herbert? I don't know. New receivers, too. You know, they got a rookie starting at right tackle. So what's the pressure going to be like? All these questions kind of swirling around a team that, you know, had been drafting off some offseason optimism at this point.
Now, are you a believer in the Jets?
Yeah, it's like, you know, who are the true believers, right? Because, I mean, you add up the pieces and you say, okay, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, at times, I would say more often than not, but definitely not for all 17 games, that defense looked really good. I mean, the potential is there for that to be a unit similar to what the Ravens had last year. A very, you know, if not the best group, one of the top five in the league. That's them playing at their peak, I think. Breece Hall, another year removed from injury. Love his potential this season. I think he's going to be a star. I think he's already a star, but I think this is his sort of big breakout year. You know, they have Garrett Wilson, a true number one. They have more receiving help. Their offensive line was addressed this offseason. There's a lot to like. You know, the Patriots are down. The Bills had to make some big changes this offseason. The Dolphins, to this point at least, have shown a clear ceiling. So, like, the window is there. It, you know, you can kind of see why they would want to run this back, but so much obviously is contingent on Rodgers staying up upright. And, you know, if he has to miss a game or two, fine, but they can't have anything like what happened last year, obviously. So I guess I'm a believer, but it's going to require some cross fingers and some luck and, you know, hoping that everything works out right, which historically, you know, hasn't always been the case for them.
Eric at home, NFL.com. Eric, what's happening on the website here on this lovely Monday?
Yeah, I'm working on one thing to look forward to in each of the preseason games. And, yeah, I try to dig deeper, try to go into those battles. Not all the starters will be playing in this set of games this week. But, yeah, just trying to look at those cool camp stories that are emerging. You know, the rookies, is there a Puka Nacua-type guy out there? You know, who's going to have that Rams type of rookie season, rookie class, I guess? And, you know, you can see what a difference it made for L.A. last year and a few other teams that had, you know, Detroit, other great rookie classes. So that's going to be a lot of what I look at in this piece that will come out, I think, in the next day.
All right, Eric, as always, appreciate the time. We will talk to you before the season begins, and we'll get predictions and all the fun stuff that goes along with that exercise.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, see Eric. Yep.
Eric at home, everybody. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw, feed you some NFL lunch. Travis Jones, going to hear from him. Ravens defensive lineman, American League East report. Busy slate for the weekend. Not so much today, including the Orioles and Yankees both being off. We'll give you the updated standings, both in the division and in the wild card and throughout baseball. Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. Talking about a big verbal commitment for Mike Loxley's football team. Handicap that quarterback battle. And what's basketball recruiting like for Kevin Willard as they're looking to get back to the dance this season?
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First texter here says, I think everyone had the same reaction to Saturday's lineup. Slater and Jimenez both in there, no Adley. After losing the first two games of the series, it felt a little strange at the time, but sure enough, ends up being the exact lineup they needed.
Yep, and Slater got on a couple of times. Jimenez has been outstanding his last couple of games. Adley came in, got that triple. Drove in a couple of runs. Yeah, the right fielder misplayed the ball, but it's still a triple nonetheless. Adley had three ribbies yesterday, helping the cause for the bird.
This texter here mentions that moment from Saturday's game, says, I give Hyde a lot of credit for his pinch hitting decisions on Saturday, pushed all of the right buttons to complete the comeback and then pull away. Meanwhile, Vogt, his decisions backfired, bringing their right fielder in. He pops out, then misplays the Adley liner.
So I guess we'll give Hyde credit for outmanaging his opposition for a rare occasion.
Yeah.
It looks like the interesting thing about Saturday's game to me was at the back end when Cano came in to get the save.
Yes.
And we talked to Jacob Calvin-Meyer a couple hours ago. He still thinks Kimbrell's going to be the dude, as did Rockabacco last week. We'll find out as soon as the next save situation rears its ugly head. Hey, look, I'm going to get selfish. How about three blowouts in Toronto?
That'd be fun.
The only time Kimbrell's pitching just to get some work in. How's that sound?
This texter here says it'll be interesting to see Corbin Burns and Tarek Skubal, their starts down the stretch. It's between those two for the Cy Young Award. Skubal had a rough outing on Friday. Felt like a chance for Burns to take the lead in the race, but he has just as bad of a start yesterday.
Well, he got the win, and that's kind of all that he's looking for. Brandon Hyde and Oriole fans are looking for. He didn't have a stellar performance. I mean, you saw the numbers. I mean, they weren't great at all. Gave up that jack to Naylor, but at the end of the game, the Orioles had more runs than Cleveland, and he picked up his win. So, yeah, he's still very much part of the conversation, and I know you shouldn't be judged on whether or not your team's doing well versus individual performance, you know, because it's an individual award. Maybe the fact that the Orioles are in first place and Detroit isn't could give him an advantage, too.
One last one from Howard in Baltimore says, the last two games validates the O's resiliency. Just when you think they're about to collapse, they find a way to bounce back. That's the sign of a true winner, also a testament to Hyde and the coaching staff.
Well, I was at a Mexican restaurant Friday night with my wife and, you know, some friends. watching the game, and let's just say after a couple of margaritas and Mick Ultras, I wasn't feeling all warm and fuzzy about the Orioles at that particular time, especially after the rundown debacle, which led to a run. But yes, as the texter said, bouncing back nicely. Thank you very much. Now you just got to keep the momentum rolling through Toronto. You can't have it's August now, and Yankees are tied with you, and you won't see them again until later in the season, and their schedule's a lot easier than Baltimore's is. So this is a winnable, air quotes, series. Orioles have a better record on the road than they do at home. You got to at least take two. You got to start stacking these series wins again. No more sweeps. No more five-game losing streaks. Those are things you can ill afford, because let's not forget either. You know, the wild card's still got a bunch of teams clanking around here. And if you have a bad week or two, you might be have somebody breathing down your neck just for the wild card, much less your division. And Cleveland, hey, look, the Orioles did, Minnesota and Kansas City a favor the last 2 days. Cleveland right now only a game ahead of both Baltimore and New York for the best record in the American League. When we come back, actually best record of baseball Cleveland had a couple of days ago. We'll come back, NFL lunch, Travis Jones. We're excited about him. He's excited for the upcoming season. We'll get into that and more. American League East report. Look at all the standings and scores from yesterday heading into today. And Jeff Furman will talk about the big recruiting get from Mike Loxley as Maryland's less than a month away from the start of their football season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.